60 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Tennessee officially expanded its universal school voucher program to 35,000 seats last week when Governor Bill Lee signed the proposal into law. Already, all of those vouchers are reserved with a wait list nearly 18,000 applications long. That's according to a release from the State Department of Education. More than half of the vouchers will go to families who participated in the program this year. The rest were divided up by priority groups that consider income, eligibility for other state voucher programs, and whether a child was previously enrolled in public school. A movement is underway in Kentucky to put a statewide moratorium on data center construction. Lisa Autry with member station WKYU has more.
Erin Petrie has an insider's perspective on data centers. She spent part of her career with Amazon Web Services, helping make its data centers more sustainable. Petrie, a congressional candidate in central Kentucky, is concerned by what she calls predatory behavior by profit-driven corporations.
Their number one driver of being more sustainable, which means being a better steward of critical resources like energy, water, and critical raw materials, is government regulation.
As more and more counties are approached by data center developers, Petrie says they're left to fend for themselves when it comes to regulation. Legislation was filed in this year's General Assembly to require data centers to cover their own infrastructure costs and prevent rate hikes for local residents, but the measure stalled. Petrie wants an indefinite moratorium on data center construction until state regulations are in place. She's hoping to get legislation filed for the 2027 session. I'm Lisa Autry in Baltimore.